Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you all back here as the halftime show featuring the pride of Blanco High School, the Blanco High School band getting ready to get on the field for their performance. Drums, trumpets, horns, all lined up, keyboards, everything. Not keyboards. Well, actually one keyboard, so I'm not wrong on that. But hey, Blanco's going to be the visitors today, so they're going to get the start here in this halftime show. And with the score currently 12-7 in favor of the Panthers, I'm going to quiet myself down and let you listen to the pride of Blanco High School, the Blanco High School band.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to halftime of two fantastic band programs. We'll start things off tonight with the pride of Blanco High School, the 2017 Blanco Panther Marching Band. The Blanco High School Band will compete at the Region 12 UIL Marching Band Competition tomorrow at 12:45 p.m. at Heroes Stadium in San Antonio. The Panther Band would like to wish our friends from Florence the best of luck tomorrow at the Region 32 UIL Marching Contest. The Panther Band is under the field direction of drum majors Mitchell Barnett and Clarissa Derby. The Panther drumline captain is Mario Sanchez. And freshman of the week is Julian Piscina. Tonight, the Panther Band will showcase our 2017 UIL competition show entitled Reborn from Tragedy to Triumph. Tonight's performance will feature clarinet soloist Cami Manriquez and flute soloist Madison Kimmel. Blanco ISD proudly presents the 2017 Blanco Panther Marching Band.
We'll be right back.
That's it by Bunker Panther Band.
Okay, everybody, we thank you for listening to that broadcast of the Blanco Panthers High School Band, who will be going to competition here in a couple weeks, giving another well worth it and noteworthy performance. But man, we got a nice atmosphere out here, Adam. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty relaxed, because even though the special team side of things scoring wise wasn't exactly pretty for Blanco, with two failed 2-point conversions technically, thus far the offense seems to be getting the deep pass ball that we haven't seen yet from Kelby Cox. Even last week, he never really had to go that far to try and make the play. In fact, it was mostly on the ground that Kelby was doing his damage. But man, they can seem like they can get anything they want out there if they give Kelby enough time.
And that's something that I would like to see change in the second half for Kelby Cox, is for him to look to maybe run the ball a few times, get him going in the running game, mm-hmm. and even create a more of a threat of this Blanco Panther offense.
Because thus far, the entire threat has been Tristan Fortner, go to the left side, go to the right side, go sprinting, go on a foot race. It's been fantastic for Blanco to see Fortner getting that jump. And again, I enjoy it based off the fact that he's only a junior. You got another year to see Fortner go out there and make defensive backs look slow and methodical.
Yeah, Fortner really showing that he is one of the best running backs in the district.
Mm-hmm. But hey, basically, the score currently reads 12-7 in favor of the Panthers. The offense seems to be running and gunning pretty well, and hey, thus far we got a score change. Not one down here, but one all the way up in Minute Maid Park. Adam, tell us what's happening.
As y'all might know from listening in, that I am a Houston fan, and the Astros finally got a run after about 18 innings in a row where they've gone scoreless so far. Oh, in this postseason against the Yankees. Now it is now 1-0 down in Minute Maid Park.
In favor of Houston, and of course, we know the stakes. The Yankees, if they win this game, are going for – they're going to win their 41st ever American League pennant. They've never been in the National
League.
They're
going for the 28th World Series.
Yeah.
Championship.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, who wouldn't love to see that matchup? By the way, Houston-LA, because LA beating the defending champion Chicago Cubs in just 5 games. First World Series for the Dodgers since way back in 1988, and that was the year they won it and got everything started, with Kirk Gibson hobbling up to the plate on two bad legs and powering his upper body with that baseball into the seats. And, of course, we remember the motion from Kirk Gibson going around the bases, that ka-ching coin machine kind of arm slot pull back. It was fantastic. But hey, history is made to be made and made to be broken. And while the phrase Houston strong certainly does strike well with me, I think we can come up with even something even better. In fact, earlier, before this game, just for the fun of it, I was pitching a couple other catchy names for what Houston's gone through right now and what it stands in their relief efforts. Not Houston strong, because we've heard that in New York after 9/11. We've heard that in Boston after the marathon bombings, and now after Hurricane Harvey for Houston. Hopeful for Houston. What do you think?
I like it. It goes with the H's.
Yeah, yeah. That's the main reason why. And, of course, Boston will always hold the biggest Boston strong in my heart, because the Red Sox won the World Series that year in 2013. New York, the one time the Yankees were being cheered on by the whole country, they lose to the Diamondbacks in 2001 in the World Series. And their run of 3 straight world titles comes to an end. Now they're looking to get a new trend out there and capture what would be, like you said, championship number 8. Of course, Joe Girardi, he changes his jersey number.
28.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. Of course, everyone knows what I meant. But hey, thus far, if you had to pick an MVP of the first half for Blanco, who would you pick, Adam?
I think it's easy for Blanco and Fortner, mm-hmm. being able to find space running. And this O-line's really been showing dominant against Florence's defensive line.
And down in the passing side of things, deep balls down the field to Fortner, he's been connecting from everywhere. It's fantastic. A 30-yard touchdown rush to start off the game for Blanco. And then catching a 40-yarder from Kelby Cox down on the other left edge of the end zone for that second score to give Blanco what was a brief moment where they trailed after Florence managed to get the touchdown over them, because, well, C.J. Giddens and Matthew Edgar have been connecting like nobody's business, with Edgar presenting that big, bulky frame that you don't see from any of their other receivers out there for Florence, it's kind of stinging to see Edgar keep getting open over the middle and make these reaches.
Yeah, it's obviously what they're talking about right now in the locker room is how do we stop this Giddens to Edgar duo from keeping their chemistry and getting hot here in the second half. I think if they can find a good solution to that and keeping Edgar's production minimal, then I think we could see this team being able to pull away here in the second half.
But the conditions out here today, pretty favorable, if I might say. Temperature feels like it's under 80 degrees, between 75, 79. Give me a bit of a second to pull it up here. But, hey, I just want to give you all the word that we have a Facebook page, Blanco Radio does. So if you're on Facebook, or even if you're not, go make a Facebook and go like us. All you have to do is go to www.facebook.com/Blanco Radio with the B and the R capitalized, no spaces, and you will find our page, and we will be certain to be thankful to have more fan appreciation, as again, you're listening to Blanco Panthers football out here on Sun Radio, which broadcasts on our frequencies of 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg. And of course, speaking of Johnson City, Blanco's got them next week, and I look forward to that matchup because Johnson City thus far has been looking like a pretty solid offensive team. Maybe the second biggest challenge Blanco could face in district this year after going down to Lexington, but hey, we can take a quick break here. And when we come back, after a couple of words from our sponsors and our supporters, we're going to have a little bit of Tom Petty for you to get you through this halftime show as the score reads 12-7 Blanco with, let me check the time. We got 10 minutes left, 10 minutes and 20 seconds, so don't go anywhere. This is Riley Chestnut and Adam Byerly with your halftime show on the score, Blanco 12, Florence 7, as we'll be right back after these messages out here on Sun Radio.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Support comes from the Rainwater Revival plus Hill Country Living Festival, Saturday, November 4th at the Dripping Springs Ranch Park. Live music, wine tasting, food trailers, tiny homes, kids activities, and information about sustainable living. Details at rainwaterrevival.com, an event of the Hill Country Alliance.
Turn.
Well, welcome back out here, ladies and gentlemen, with about 6 minutes left in this halftime. Score currently reads 12-7 in favor of the Panthers after one half of play. Score currently reads 3-0 out in Houston for the Astros in this do-or-die game. Pretty much holding up there in the bargain. Maybe it was just a change of scenery needed for Houston. As we take a look at everything else that's going on out here in Florence, the sky is dark. Lights are bright. It feels like a nice breeze going on out there with both sides of the fan side seats having a pretty fun time, I should say. I know no one likes to be down at the half. But thus far, the Florence team, the Florence fans, seem to be holding themselves pretty well together. Yeah, maybe. Good call, Adam. But hey, as we can see out in the distance, a long highway stretch of cars. Everything seems to be settling down out here quite nicely. As I take a look out on the field, I see a whole lot of pink shirts getting ready to walk the track, and a booster club going out there towards the field, now getting ready to pay commemoration and maybe raise a little bit of money. Doesn't that just warm your heart, Adam, those kinds of causes?
Yeah, it's always nice to see here in the high school level, in the college level, and also in the NFL level here in the month of October, how it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month here in football on all levels.
Oh, man, I see a giant check being presented out there in commemoration of this Horns for Hope game today for the Florence Buffaloes. And I can't read the exact total on that check, but I'm seeing thousands right there. I'm seeing thousands on that thing, and what a great job to raise money as now. We see the Blanco Panthers coming back from the far side gym. That
they just hit 8,000.
Hit 8,000. Congratulations. What a cause to raise money for in the battle against breast cancer. But as now we speak, the Blanco Panthers and their cheerleading squad make their way out from the far side gym that is all the way past this football field and are getting ready to line up behind their huge blow-up helmet tunnel. Whereas you see on the other side of it, Florence is getting back out to their side of the field. Their stuff hasn't even been inflated yet. So we're going to have to wait and see what that holds. But hey, we got under 4 minutes to go of exactly 3:50 to be exact before we get this second half started. And well, one thing I expect to see from the Blanco Panthers is more of the same. Timely stops and big drops in the air courtesy of Kelby Cox. He has been delivering specialties out here tonight. But hey, we got time to take a little break with some Ray Charles as we're going to play a quick little 2-minute tune called Hit the Road, Jack, which is exactly what the Blanco Panthers are going to be looking to make Florence do, even though we are the road team. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this short song from a classic, Ray Charles.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back.
So mean, you're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? Don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand.
Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
Don't you come back no more.
support comes from the Rainwater Revival plus Hill Country Living Festival, Saturday, November 4th at the Dripping Springs Ranch Park. Live music, wine tasting, food trailers, tiny homes, kids activities, and information about sustainable living. Details at rainwaterrevival.com, an event of the Hill Country Alliance.
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And we welcome you back out here as the second half is getting ready to get started. Before we get into that, with the score heading into the third quarter, 12-7 in favor of Blanco, as they'll be looking to receive this kick after giving away the first one in the first half, starting it off the game. Looking at halftime scores around everywhere else in the two other games going on here in District 13, no change from what we last said between Rogers and Johnson City with the Eagles. I shouldn't say Eagles because both teams are the Eagles. Rogers Eagles leading the Johnson City Eagles 20-14 out at halftime, whereas the only difference being Lexington High School now leads Comfort at the half 39-3, so they only added on 6 points after it was listed as 8:12 left in the first quarter, which we know it's not always accurate, but hey, that's a lot of time left to not only score after scoring 32, just 7 more points. So good job there, at least by Comfort, to stop the bleeding. But hey, let's get back out to the field action down here in Florence, where the Buffaloes are getting ready to kick off. Everyone getting set, getting lined up, getting geared to go, and now the charge. The kick is on the way from Jamie's, and it's going to be dropped by Fortner, but he picks it up. Goes from the 20, stretching to the left side, making a few men miss wide, stiff arm, before he's finally hog-tied down. Downhill running doesn't gain a lot, and he doesn't gain anything out there, as he is marked down just past the 20 after Justin Trussell wrapped him up like a fine tortilla.
And now here with Blanco getting the ball first to start off the second half, they will enjoy a good offensive drive here, maybe take some minutes off the clock, Riley, and punch it in to make it about 19-7 with about halfway to go in the third quarter. That would be a really good way to start off the second half, Riley.
And hey, now I'm going to stand up to get this thing going. I'm not going to sit down for the rest of this game. It's 11:50 to go. It's going to be a jet sweep right side cut back through the middle. Only about, let's say, 1 yard on the game, maybe two. Official on the far side away from the action is marking it down at the 21. And so that'll be barely a yard gain to make it second down and 9. Blanco leading 12-7, 11:24 and ticking here in the third quarter. Under center, it's going to be Cox with a pitch to Jet Hood. He's going to go in off of the outside block. Nice off tackle run there. Gets him to what looks to be the number, not the number 27, the 27-yard line. So, hey, what was a no-game play now makes it third down and just a little bit less here for Blanco.
Make it four to go.
Third and four to go.
So a really good, actually, second down play there by Blanco.
Yeah, by Jed Hood getting that carry. Look to get him more involved
here in the second half, yes.
So now under center. Hood is the primary back. He's going to get the pitch right side now. Try and cut in. Looks like a flag is going to be thrown as Hood is tackled short of the first down.
He did not get it, but there is a flag on the play.
So let's see what had happened here. It wasn't thrown as the lines were breaking, so it came in the midst of the action, and it looks to be holding against the Blanco Panthers. So tough break there is going to put them back, but maybe give them a reset here and keep it as a third down coming up here for the Panthers, not a fourth down. We all know the rules of what holding means. You get a replay, but you have to play from a little bit longer. So now, officials taking the ball and marking it down. Let's see where they put it. Oh, man. That one's ways back. Yep, that's going to sting. Puts them all the way back at the 17-yard line. So, yeah, 10-yard penalty. Now makes it third down and 14 for Blanco. As Horton on top of it, ready to snap. Gun stance here for Kelby. He takes a snap, has to reach for it. Now stepping up, firing deep down the field. He's looking for the long ball to Van Dyke, and it is broken up. No flag thrown, incomplete pass. Good defense up front on Van Dyke once again, as that was Cox knocking it away. Cox throwing it right off of the body of Jacob Cox. Couldn't get anything, and now It's going to be 4th down and 14 with the punting team, of course, coming out here to play.
And a great attempt there by Kelby Cox. A
beautiful spiral on it.
To Van Dyke. Van Dyke was in man coverage, and that's a situation that you'd want to be in with Van Dyke's height advantage. But
unfortunately, it just wasn't thrown above. It was thrown right on the chest. And it was
well defended, too.
And now Cox is going to boot this one in the air. Punt is going to be keeping on bouncing. Blanco looking to stretch it down as that one's going to take a jump into Florence's territory on top of the 49 before Lopez picks it up.
And because of the penalty that pinned back the Blanco Panther offense, now Florence getting the ball in good field position here about midfield.
Man, that's like getting the speeding ticket and then getting charged for the court date there. So, two penalties for the price of one mistake, as now this ball is going to be on top of the Florence 49, where the Buffaloes will start their drive, trying to take the lead in a 12-7 game with 10:08 to go in the third quarter. Blanco leads by a score of, as I said, 12-7, is now in the gun. It's going to be a snap, and the QB is going to hand off. It's going to be a tight run up the middle there by Mr. Landon Byrne. Doesn't get very much. If at all, he gets him into Blanco's territory for the Buffaloes. Mark it down at the 48-yard line on a 3-yard carry. That's 2nd down and 7.
And Florence able to get a couple yards there on the play. Let's see what this Florence offense does now here with 2nd and 7 to go.
I don't know, but that door did not shut well. Anyways, 2nd down and 7, like you said, from the Blanco 48 for the Buffaloes. It's a gun stance as usual. 2-stack up on the right side, and it's going to be a keep. Going to the left side, a weak side run by Gidden, before he is met and hounded down by Tristan Fortner on top of the 45-yard line is where it is going to be placed. And so it is now 3rd down and 4 here for the Buffaloes.
And that was a good defensive play by the Blanco Panthers defense to not give up the first down, not give up a big play, but now putting their defense in a chance to get the defense off the field here on 3rd down.
Pretty good quarterback keep, too, by Gidden to sell it as he was running away from the action with Fortner as his only man to stop him, and now 8:52 and counting in the third quarter. 12-7 Blanco as Gidden keeps to the right side with a blocker in front. He gets a first down before finally being tripped up inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. Yeah, count that one as a first down keep to the right side now for CJ.
Yeah, CJ Gidden's out here making plays for the Florence offense, keeping them alive in this game.
Now, it definitely wouldn't have been possible had it not been for the great lead run by his blocker, number 4, Landon Byrne. So give credit where credit is due. Very well-executed play with a solo block off-tackle run, as now on top of the 38-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Buffaloes. 12-7 Blanco in the shotgun. Gidden takes it. He's going to run left. Right side is covered as he fires down the field to a wide open. And I do mean wide open, Kelby Vaughn, as he is tiptoeing out of the sidelines on top of the 20. Make that one a big first down and a red zone marker. I've actually got to the 21 before stepping out, but hey, big throw going towards the sideline out. And now it's putting a lot of pressure on Blanco's defense to come up with a play here.
And we've talked so much in this game about CJ Giddens and about Edgar, but Kelby Vaughn is out there making plays for this Florence Buffalo team.
Thus far, I have not seen one bit of Edgar. They are using a solo situation as now Gidden is going to keep up the middle, break off a tackle, get bodying, dive a little bit forward as he gets him to the 10. So, yeah, put that one down. That is a first down on the quarterback keep by CJ Giddens right up the middle. He shed off tackles like a snake sheds off skin.
And as I keep watching this game, the more and more similarities I see between CJ Giddens and Kelby Cox. You just see CJ Giddens just read the defense and able to run it up the middle for the first down.
The A-gap run by Giddens sets up a first and goal situation here from the 10 for Florence, threatening to take the lead. It's now shotgun stance. Giddens dancing around, moving to the left side, throws over the pressure, and it is incomplete. The pass was caught, but moving out of bounds away from the left side of the end zone. A good timely push there by Fortner. Gets Edgar out of the way and keeps a score off the board here. So, good defense there by Blanco. Keeps it as a incomplete pass. So, that is going to be 2nd and goal now still from the 10 here for the Buffaloes. But that was pretty close.
It's 2nd and goal from the 10. Let's see what this Buffalo team calls here.
So now looking down here, it's a shotgun with a full receiver set, one flanking and Edgar on the left side, and it's going to be a quick pitch catch over to Justin Trussell, or Trussell. Yeah, Trussell. Finally, I got the pronunciation from the PA announcer. I'm just listening. But Trussell makes the catch, moves him halfway there, gets him to the five-yard line, but it's still third and goal coming up here for Florence. And so Panthers just need to make one more big stop, and they'll only have a real good chance to get a field goal out of this.
And a great job there by the Panther Demons to not give up the big play and not give up the points.
So now third and goal from the five for Florence. Blanco putting three on the right side to cover, as now a jump into the end zone is going to be achieved by C.J. Giddens. He did the cutback straight in off the right side. Touchdown for the Buffaloes, and they are going to take the lead. Now the score is 13-12 for Florence.
Let's see if they keep the extra point here to make it 14-12, or if they go for two and go up by three.
Well, from the way it looks out here, oh, man, they might want to go. They look like they're going to go shoot for two. All right, well, nothing surprises me anymore. Both these teams really trying to take care of businesses. Man, this is an odd formation for Giddens, who's going to use the blocks, push his way in through the middle, and yeah, that's about as easy as making apple pie there for the Florence Buffaloes. As you see here, the score now reads 15-12 in favor of the home team with 6:56 to go in the third quarter.
And Riley, I don't know how to make apple pie.
Well, that's because you haven't lived, Adam. Man, those are the kinds of lessons you learn when you become an adult and you have to fend for yourself. Maybe make something nice for Thanksgiving. But hey, it's apple pie. It's pretty awesome. But hey, back to the field. The score currently reads 15-12 after the touchdown run by C.J. Giddens. He does it all by himself and now gives the Buffaloes the three-point lead over the Panthers, who hope to respond. Let's get a quick break in here, and we'll be right back with more Panthers football out here on 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg.
Support comes from KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And we are back here as Blanco is getting ready to receive the kickoff after Florence manages to get a touchdown and two for an eight-point drive to take the lead, now up 15-12 over the Panthers with 6:56 left here in the third quarter. Now the kickoff is going to be sent on the way. It's a short side kick, ready to be caught in return by Sebastian Flores. He's going to go to the left side of the field and get stomped. My goodness, that is the meanest hit I think I've seen this whole year, as Landon Byrne hits him out as hard as a WWE superstar, and Flores, his helmet flew off. It didn't come off, it flew off, ladies and gentlemen. The good news is Flores gets a fine. He holds onto the ball, so that is a tough little guy out there.
Yeah, that's just a great play in itself, keeping hold of the football and not giving it up for a fumble.
Man, bet he didn't expect to get a hard lesson there, but hey, Blanco, first down, ready to go here on this drive from the 34-yard line, trailing 15-12 to Florence. Under center, no receivers, it's all backs, and Kelby's going to go deep down the field to Van Dyke, and he makes the catch! Oh, he lost the ball, and it looks like it's a fumble recovered as Van Dyke couldn't hold on to it. Tackles are being missed everywhere, and my goodness, Kelby Vaughn right there after the ball was popped out of Van Dyke's hands, the first chance he's managed to make a catch of any kind all day, and he coughs it up and gives Florence the ball back.
And what a great play there by the Blanco offense to get Van Dyke in open field, but then an even better play by the Florence defense to swap the ball out by Kelby Vaughn and get the recovery, and now it's Florence Buffalo football.
I don't know, man. That's the kind of play you should not see happen. I mean, Van Dyke, he had a full catch and stride, was getting ready to go and get tackled and put them inside the red zone, but instead tackled down, but the ball is popped loose, and now Florence, with the possession already up 15-12, they could really add on here. So now it is going from the 32, a quarterback option keep to the left side. Gidden gets away and is now going to stiff arm over Van Dyke for the first down and give him a bit of a shake as he just shook off of Van Dyke like a dog with water. But hey, 11-yard gain, and it's another first down courtesy of C.J. Giddens. He has been a wrecking crew on the ground this entire second half.
Yes, yeah, so T.J. Giddens is showing why he is the leader of this Florence team, just making smart plays on offense for the Florence Buffaloes.
You can definitely feel all the momentum swinging in the purple team's corner out here at home.
Let's see what the Blanco Panther defense can do to switch that momentum back to them.
44-yard line is the snap, and Giddens is going to take it to the right side running. Lopez chasing him, and he jumps a man, but is tackled down. Gets him at least to the 48-yard line, so put a 4-yard gain on the ground there for C.J. Giddens. As the playbook has simply been, give the ball to Giddens and let him go run. It doesn't matter where. So Blanco's got to find a way to get past the offensive line and get to Giddens early, because he is running roughshod over him like Fortner was in the first half for Blanco. But now here we go. Team out of the huddle at the 48-yard line. Second down and 6. 5:32 and counting to go in the third quarter. 15-12 lead for Florence. And the shotgun snap is a keep for Giddens. Guess what? This time he is going to be stopped for a short gain to about the 50, a 2-yard much. But a flag was thrown. Let's see who it's against here.
Having a mobile quarterback team is everything for a team here at the high school level, because when there's nothing there, you can make something out of nothing.
It seems like that's almost a call, though, at most high schools nowadays. There's not any successful program, as, thank goodness, a holding call is going to be called against Florence to take away a little bit of momentum on that side. It'll be a repeat second down, but that one's going to be a bit of a whopping loss here. Mark it down inside past the 40 at the 38-yard line. So that penalty is going to hurt a little bit. Make it second down. And as I see the first down marker, looking is about 6 yards back. So it's second down and 16 with 5:13 to go in this third quarter. 15-12 Florence. Shotgun snap is going to be a roll left and a pitch. Catch over on the sideline is made as Fortner pushing out of bounds. The catch made by Jacob Cox cuts the distance down a bit and makes it third down and 11 coming up here for the Florence Buffaloes. So one good stop, and Blanco could at least get something going here.
But we've seen Blanco be deceptible so far this game on these third and longs. We've seen Florence being able to connect to Matthew Edgar here on these third and longs. Let's see what the Blanco defense can do and see if they can get the ball back for Kelby Cox and this Blanco Panther offense.
So now going here from the 43, 5 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Giddens running right at the snap. Out of the gun, he's still looking to throw. Throws it, and he throws it out of bounds. Good job covering down the field by Blanco's secondary, and a good job on the chase by the entire D-line to force Giddens to have to make the smart decision and give away the play. So it'll be fourth down and the punt coming up here as Florence hurts themselves with that costly penalty and can't recover. And now maybe a bit of a break for Blanco and a chance for them to steal back the momentum.
That was a big stop for the Blanco Panther defense. To make sure that Florence did not take advantage of that mistake earlier.
By Van Dyke is now punt in the air by Edgar. It's a fly ball. Backing up, Van Dyke is going to let that one skip through his leg and bounce into the end zone. Touchback just creeps in. So a smart decision by Van Dyke. He trusted his judgment, and I'm glad he did. Coming up here from the 25 is where we're going to start this drive for the Blanco Panthers. Don't go anywhere. With 4:49 to go in the third quarter, the score reads 15-12 Florence. And you know what? Actually, maybe we won't have to go to a break. It looks like they're getting out there pretty quick.
Yeah, that's what we've noticed from this Blanco Panther offense, is they like to get their offense going and like to play up-tempo and get out there fast.
Try and wear down the defense, and I correct myself. I'm thinking pro talk, but they start from the 20 on a touchback. So from the 20 is where Blanco's going to start as Flores plays the far side receiver. It's going to be a jet sweep carry to the left side by Fortner. He gets running room down the sideline, puts his head down. Doesn't gain the first down, but he gets pretty close. As close as you can get, makes it second down and incredibly short coming up here. Pushed out of bounds was Fortner. So, yeah, make that one a second down and 2. Coming up here for the Blanco Panthers on top of the 28-yard line off of the jet sweep on the weak side by Fortner. It's now Brant Wagner. He is playing the far side receiver near the arrow on the 30. Cox under center with three backs behind him, two on the wing, putting in early motion as Fortner as it's a carry up the middle by Jet Hood. He makes a man miss. Now going up to the 47. He is taken down, but hey, What a run there by Jolton Jett.
What a nice run as Jett kept on jetting there, picking up big yardage there for Jett Hood and this Panther offense.
You sure about that one? You sure about that one, Adam? All right. All right. I'm just making sure. Keep on jetting, Jett. You got a nice little upgrade under the hood, if you know what I'm saying. But, hey, from the 47-yard line, a first down, an early motion is going to be a counter run by Treish as he cuts over the middle hash mark and gets him to the 46-yard line. Another good carry there by Blanco's running backs. And they've got some momentum now on this offensive drive, going back to what made them so successful, and that is run the ball. Maybe Blanco was getting a little too dependent on the deep ball. And while the last one was a perfect connection to Van Dyke, and Kelby Cox has had plenty of great throws this game, two of them on that long-range look, now they're going back to what makes them strong, and that is running the ball on the ground. As now Cox lining up under center. Moves Brent Wagner over on the far side a little bit closer. It's going to give it to Fortner as he goes jet sweeping off a tackle and is taken down by Giddens, the man on this third quarter. He has owned this time of play, and that was Toby Treish on the carry. Puts him on the 45-yard line, so makes it third down and three is what it looks like.
C.J. Giddens making plays on both sides of the football here for the Florence Buffaloes.
Isn't he just a stinker for you Blanco fans? But what a great asset to have for the Buffaloes at quarterback and defensive back as Cox under center, looking to go left. He's got options, now getting chased. Goes down the left side, jumps a tackler and gets the first down. What a great play by Kelby inside to the 38-yard line. Nice move by Kelby on the option, and the scramble is what it more looked like.
And Kelby Cox is out here saying there's two quarterbacks out here who can run the ball and who can make big plays for their offense as Kelby Cox kept it there on third down for the first down for the Panther offense.
Nicely done, and now we see refs blowing their whistles, and it looks like a player is down, and oh my goodness, the player's Kelby Cox. So now the trainers are going to go and look at him as we got a stoppage on the field. And with that, we're going to have time to play a little bit more from our supporters. Don't go anywhere. Hopefully we'll have good news coming back for you as you're listening to Blanco Panthers football. With the score currently reading 15-12 Florence and 2-12 to go in the third. Hold your breath, folks.
Support comes from Lone Star Capital Bank in Blanco, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business need. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Clay Pack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Old 300 Barbecue, open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2017 Panther football season.
And by Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander AT Geo15 and HT Geo56, Avid lines and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S Drive, locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281, available by phone at 830.
So, welcoming you back out to the field, Kelby Cox helped off the field. He could at least stand on his one good leg, maybe turned an ankle over there as he's helped to the sideline, and now into play quarterback is a man whose jersey does not register on the roster, and he drops the snap. Well, that's not a good sign for the first guy to play quarterback this season, because he has to, as opposed to just fitting the play scheme. Again, I don't know who this player is, because number 19 is not listed on this roster. Yeah, it is not, trust me. As now we see Brent Wagner checking back into the play, so we're just going to call him Mysterio. Yeah, I like Mysterio. I'm going to keep it with that, as now bringing the play with him, Brent Wagner moves to the near side. So hopefully Kelby Cox will be checked over on the sideline, and we'll see what the damage is as he's helped off the field. But now the quarterback puts in motion Fortner and gives it on a kind of side toss handoff up the middle to Toby Treish. He runs with it well. Good ball carry. Makes it third down. So the stop going there for C.J. Giddens. Makes it third down and six on the four-yard gain by Jet Hood. As now subbing out here in place of number 79, big old Alexis Palacios, is going to be number 44, Sean Davis. Now quarterback lines up under center. It's going to be a roll right, looking to stop. He's going to throw over pressure up the field, and it's picked off by C.J. Giddens. Underthrown, trying to connect with Fortner. And so with a hand in the quarterback's face, he has to make a deep throw down the field and ends up missing his mark about 2 feet in front, and Giddens, reaching in the air, comes up with the pick.
And I just went and checked to see if the PA announcer knew who this mysterious player is, and it's not on his roster either. So
yeah, so we don't know exactly who is out there. I mean, I know one player that hasn't played all year, being Mr. Will Granberg, the senior number 10, but most games he's usually not in uniform, and he wears jersey number 10, so I don't know. But now Florence, back on their 10-yard line, will start this drive, still holding on to a 15-12 lead as they're going to go for the flat run through the left side. It's stopped pretty well by Gunnar Granberg and company. About a 2-yard, 1-yard gain. Second down and 8, as we got 22 seconds and counting left before we hit the end of the third quarter with Florence leading 15-12. But you just hate to see that kind of thing happen to Kelby Cox, what he's meant to this team, what exactly this means for the offensive game plan going forward, that maybe Blanco, all they can do now is run the ball, and that can make the play call is pretty easy to read if you're the defense, knowing that all they can do is really run it. As time is going to expire, they're going to let the third quarter clock run out, and so through three, Florence capitalizing now, trying to, after the backup QB for Blanco throws a pick to C.J. Giddens. He's going to try and deal a double dose of pain to Blanco's defense, with Florence leading 15-12 going into the fourth quarter. Don't go anywhere. This is Blanco Panthers football out here on Sun Radio.
Support for tonight's Blanco Panther football broadcast comes from Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander AT Geo15 and HT Geo56, Avid lines and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S-Drive, locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281, available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers in a great 2017 season. Go Panthers!
By RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Will Verde, and Spring Branch. Jane Wayman and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And I welcome you all back out here as the fourth quarter gets set to start in Florence. Now it's 2nd and 8 on the 12-yard line in their territory, leading 15-12. Give a handoff up the middle for about a short gain. Gets them to what looks to be the 14-yard line and maybe a little bit more. Still a little bit of ground to cover here, as now it is going to be 3rd down and 5 coming up here for the Florence Buffaloes, who, as we know, are looking to play now and take advantage of a short-handed Blanco Panthers team, as Kelby Cox injured on the last drive, and it does not pay off well for the Panthers. Their backup QB, who is not listed on the roster, so we do not have a name for him, watches as Giddens is going to run right, and he's got plenty of room now, taking a chase over towards the sideline. Phelps chases him out, but he gets all the way to the 20 and makes for a first down. Nah, actually, they're not going to move it. Maybe it's a bit short. Oh, nope. Officials say first down coming up here. So, yep, first down run on the scramble there by C.J. Giddens. It looked like a design play that worked its wonders.
Yeah, we've seen C.J. Giddens be able to make those running plays pretty much all night. And so let's see what this Blanco defense can do to make sure that C.J. Giddens doesn't get comfortable running the football.
Now they're going to move Phelps, covering the right side, maybe give him a blitz as he gets a throw over the middle, and Edgar, for what is one of the few times I've seen all night, Matthew Edgar getting a bullet from Giddens, can't come up with a catch, and makes an incomplete pass to leave it at 2nd down and 10, still on the 20 for Florence. But hey, Adam, what's the Houston game looking like still?
Again, As according to my phone, there's two people on base right now for the Yankees with zero outs, but it's 3-0. Houston has the lead.
All right. So now Florence gets out of the huddle, gets ready here on 2nd and 10 with 11:17 to go in the fourth quarter, leading 15-12 over the Panthers. Handoff on the right side is going to be plugged up extremely well, maybe half a yard on the gain there, if no gain at all. Still makes it 3rd down and 9. Coming up here for the Florence Buffaloes on a run that did not look designed to stay.
And Riley, this Blanco defense has looked pretty good on 1st and 2nd down so far this game. It's been 3rd down.
That's really stung them.
That has given them problems. So let's see if they can get the stop here on 3rd and 9.
Yeah. Look for one of two signature plays being a play action roll to the left or right, and then Giddens, as soon as he gets the defense to bait into him, throw over the middle and make a play to Edgar, as now he's going to roll left. Off the snap, now looking. He fires one over the line, and it is going to be out of bounds off the Blanco sideline. He attempted to make the completion to Kelby Vaughn, but it won't go, and it'll be 4th down. Coming up here, and a most definite punt, courtesy of Matthew Edgar, on the way here for Florence.
And that was a big stop by this Panther defense, and a crucial stop to give now back the ball to this Panther offense with about 10 minutes to go.
And with the Matthew Edgar all the way back on the 10-yard line, this looks to make a punt that could really give the Panthers some pretty good field positioning to try and get the go-ahead touchdown, as now Edgar boots this one in the air towards Ostigan. He's going to run it in, make it the catch, go towards the left sideline, and he's brought down short of the 35 on a spinning tackle by, you guessed it, C.J. Giddens.
A nice run there by Ostigan to get the ball past the 40-yard line. And putting the Panther offense in really good field goal, really good field position.
And it looks like it's still no Kelby Cox out there. Mysterio is back on the field, ready to play here for the Blanco Panthers. Man, I just wish I knew exactly who that guy was.
Yeah, we'll definitely find out his name after this game.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go ask coach.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's not on our roster and neither on the PA announcer's roster here.
Yeah, so a total unknown trying to be the hero here as he takes the under center snap and hands off to Treish, who's rolling right. But he doesn't get very far. In fact, he gets taken back a few, maybe 4 yards on the tackle there by Mr. Justin Trussell.
And now this Florence Buffalo team is totally packing the box against the run, making this unknown quarterback throw the ball.
Yep, definitely not helping out here, as it looks like Blanco is bleeding all over the field. Not literally, but figuratively, they're running out of opportunities here. So you can start to feel the pressure with 9:53 to go in the game. 15-12 lead for Florence, and Blanco in Florence territory, taking the handoff on a carry past the 35-yard line. So at least a good job there to get back to where they started. Now makes it 3rd down and 9 for the Panthers on top of Florence's 35. Probably the biggest 3rd down of the game at this point. Definitely a conversion here could set the tone for what could be a huge momentum play to take back this game.
Yeah, big play here on 3rd and 8.
So Mysterio under center. Jet Hood, his primary back, but he's going to give it on a jet sweep to Fortner, who cuts in and is hog-tied by Trussell.
And this Florence defense was ready for the run.
I mean, Trussell just reached around the right tackle and would not let go. He hog-ties Fortner on top of his shoulder pads and makes it a 4th down. Coming up here for the Blanco Panthers.
Let's see what this team does here.
I mean, Kelby Cox is their punter. So what exactly are they supposed to do? They have to go for it.
Yeah, Kelby Cox means so much to this team, whether it be on offense, special teams, or defense.
Man, it's almost like it's like you're playing a hand that the opponent has already seen. But here we go, 4th and 10 from the 35. It's going to be a short play action right side. Quarterback is a jump throw, and he bounces it incomplete, and that's going to be a turnover on downs.
And these fans are getting into it here in Florence as they had this press box pretty much shaking here on that 4th down play.
I mean, give Mysterio an A for effort. He jumped like Jordan to try and make that play happen to Van Dyke, but takes his feet off the ground and just can't get anything under the pass other than the ground, as that's going to be a bouncer to put Florence on their 35 to start this drive, looking to add on to a 15-12 lead. The defense for Blanco did a good job last time, capitalizing on top of Florence. Now need to come up with another big stop on this drive here to keep any chance of Blanco taking this game without Kelby Cox alive.
There's still plenty of time to get the stop and get the ball back.
As Giddens rolls to the right side, he's looking for room to run. Spins his way to the 42-yard line before he's taken down by Tristan Lopez and Peyton Van Dyke and a whole mess of Panthers players as one of them, Walton Daves, gets up a little stiff and is limping his way back to the defensive side of things. So, sophomore Walton Daves, he's still limping as he is standing on top of the 50. He's not down. He's trying to walk it off, and it looks like he's starting to gain his stride back. So don't worry. Daves is okay. But now, second down and four from the 42 here for the Florence Buffaloes. Snap in their territory is a shotgun stand. One look the right side, and it's going to be a keep through the middle. And Giddens slides his way just across the first down line. And it looks like he slid right into a high helmet hit. And he's holding on to his right leg. Giddens is down.
So now both quarterbacks for both teams
have been hurt.
Have been hurt in this game.
And in this stoppage on the field, it was a first down that Giddens did get. He slid, so he technically did the right thing trying to save himself. But unfortunately, he slid right into a bruising force. So now, stoppage on the field. We're going to take a break, and hopefully we'll have more good news coming back here as now both teams and their star quarterbacks getting pounded. Don't go anywhere. This is Panthers football out here on Sun Radio with Florence leading 15-12.
Support for Panther football comes from Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Well, welcoming back out here, while Giddens did get up okay and is walking over on the sideline, it's going to be Edgar taking the snap for a carry to the right side. He's got a whole body trying to stop him, but he cannot be contained as he gets him to the 46-yard line. Just short of the first down, makes it second down and one, two. Second down and two coming up here for the Buffaloes, now in Blanco's 46-yard line. Man, this has got a sting for the Panthers because, well, they have to face the threat of C.J. Giddens getting back out there on the field the way he's been playing. And now still shorthanded without Kelby Cox, who knows what happened to him. Looked like an injury to the ankle, if I could be honest. But, hey, 6:52 to go, and it's going to be a keep by Giddens for the first down. He jumps his way inside the 40. On top of the 39, Phelps tackles him. But the damage is done. It's another first down coming up here for the Buffaloes.
And they look like they're just going to keep running the football here.
And why not?
And run the clock down on this Blanco team.
When CJ's running the way he is, why not just keep giving him the ball? It seems to be a pretty well thought out formula. As we got Peyton Wood checking in here.
And we've got confirmation that the quarterback is freshman Baylor Smith.
Baylor Smith. Okay, Baylor Smith. I'm glad we finally got a name on you. And freshman.
And we thank you, listeners, who notified us on Facebook.
Thank you very much, folks. As Giddens is going to give the handoff to what is number four, Mr. Landon Byrne, and he carries it all the way up to the 36-yard line. So make that a 3-yard gain on second down and seven coming up here for the Buffaloes. And I appreciate the fact that now we have a name on the freshman quarterback in for Kelby Cox as he went out of the game with what looked like an ankle injury. Second down and seven, though, out here on the 36-yard line, 5:50 and ticking to go in the game, and Florence holding on to a 15-12 lead, marching up the field. So now in the shotgun, Giddens with pressure on the left side, and Van Dyke, he's going to run it. As now Giddens reads it and goes to the other side, jumps a man, gets across the 30, and all the way to the 29. That's another great carry there for a 10-yard gain, maybe just short of the first down. And as you can see, Matthew Edgar is having himself a time taunting the Blanco defense by doing what Zeke does and saying, feed me. He's eating up yards, that's for sure, as is the rest of this Florence deep offense. But hey, now the officials are trying to mark down whether the ball did indeed cross for a first down, as it is currently placed on top of the 29, and they're going to bring out the markers for an official measurement. but not like it's mattering much. Every play thus far has been a run, and Florence is getting whatever they please.
Yeah, Florence has been able to really their offensive line has been able to get the defensive line off and get room for their offense to get going running the football.
And that is a first down, ladies and gentlemen. Just enough of it there on the keep. Good job on the run by Mr. C.J. Giddens. Boy, doesn't he just get you every time? I feel like I've been saying his name so much, and it's probably for good reason. I probably have. Because if they win this game, no doubt C.J. will be the MVP in my book, having put together one fantastic effort with a little bit of help from guys like Matthew Edgar and even Landon Byrne. But now, on the 29, Florence in first and 10 looking, leading 15-12 here, as we've got now just over 5 minutes left, and it's a keep up the middle by Giddens. He is chopped down on the run over it by Jet Hood and Toby Treish. Still cuts the distance in half to about the 25-yard line, so make it second down and 6 coming up here on the 4-yard keep up the middle by C.J. Giddens. You can't exactly call it a sneak because they know what he's going
to
do.
And now with less than 5 minutes to go and time is clicking off, you're not just playing Florence Buffaloes, but you're also playing the clock.
And now, if Florence scores, this could very much mean the game. And another tough loss to take with an even tougher attitude for the Blanco Panthers, and that Kelby Cox went down. So now it's going to be a receiver set on the right side. Shotgun snap is a keep for Giddens. Guess what? He's going to take it before he is chopped over on the weak side by Toby Treish. A good tackle there. Cuts the distance. Gains maybe 3 on the play, and now we see Gunnar Granberg trying to get up, but he is down on the field. So we got another stoppage of play as second Blanco Panther to go down. And we'll see what his status is, how much he can help himself up. Let's see. Oh, man. He can't put any pressure on that left leg. But Gunnar Granberg forcing himself up, so at least a good job there, as he is limping off the field, and it looks like he's slowly gaining his stride back.
It's nice to see that he's able to put pressure now on that left foot.
Mm-hmm. But hey, ladies and gentlemen, we still got a pretty good game if Blanco can somehow turn this defensive tide around against Florence and maybe
get the ball back.
Yeah, and Baylor Smith can somehow do something. That is a big task to ask a freshman quarterback in week 8 of the season to try and suddenly find chemistry with the entire offense, when all he's had to do thus far this season is sit on the sideline and take notes.
But yeah, I'm not even sure when he got brought up to this varsity team if he wasn't on our roster.
Me neither. But, hey, we just passed the 4-minute mark left in this game, and Florence, at this point, they don't even have to score, but a score would definitely probably put this game out of reach. Currently leading by 3, another score will make it double digits and probably seal the deal for a hard-fought home win in favor of the Buffaloes, is now rolling right. Giddens looking to throw the short side pitch, and it is collected by Trussell before he's pushed out by Mr. Ostigan. Inside the red zone, it's enough for a first down. Now moving it all the way up to the 19-yard line.
Whatever happens here, if you're Blanco, you cannot give up the touchdown. You can live with giving up a field goal, but you cannot give up the touchdown here with 3:33 to go here in the fourth quarter, down by 3, 15-12.
And that ball was actually inside the 15. So on the 14-yard line, with 3:33 to go in the game, Florence is that much closer to putting the final nail in the coffin and adding insult to injury in light of Kelby Cox being helped off the field. But hey, from the 14, it's a keep up the middle by Giddens, and he is jumped trying to go off the left side by Jonathan Alcala and Jet Hood. Hardly a gain to make on that play, but he does get a yard to make it second down and 9 on the 13 now in favor of Florence. With a 15-12 score for the Buffaloes and just about 3 minutes left and counting in this ball game. You just got to hope. One big play, an interception return for a touchdown, obviously would be the big prayer to be answered.
That'd be a play.
That'd be a prayer answered. But hey, shotgun. Giddens looks to throw left, and it is a jumbling catch made and a jump inside the goal line.
I think he might have got down right at the 1-yard line.
Oh, just short of the touchdown, but what a great juggling catch and turn run by Kelby Vaughn. And, well, at this point, less than a yard away from scoring, it just seems like Florence has all the time in the world and can make the play here. First and goal, as now timeout will be called. Yep, make that a timeout called here with Florence threatening inside the one-yard line, looking to put this game out of reach. And with 2:42 to go in the game, it's 15-12, waiting to be broken open here with one more big play by Florence. They lead 15-12. Don't go anywhere. This is Adam Byerly and Riley Chestnut on the call out here in Florence with Blanco Panthers football.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Support comes from the Rainwater Revival plus Hill Country Living Festival, Saturday, November 4th at the Dripping Springs Ranch Park. Live music, wine tasting, food trailers, tiny homes, kids activities, and information about sustainable living. Details at rainwaterrevival.com, an event of the Hill Country Alliance.
And so, welcome back here to Florence at Stampede Stadium, where the Buffaloes are less than a yard away from opening up a 9-point turn into 10-point lead, currently leading 15-12 with just 2 minutes and 42 seconds left in this ball game. One more score, and yeah, we've been saying it. It's safe to say Florence will have put this game out of reach for Blanco and really added insult to injury.
A miracle fumble.
Just like we remember the one at Texas State versus App State. That was pretty cool, but hey. A jump over the line, and Giddens is in for the touchdown. No miracle happening, just usual business for CJ. And that opens up the score now, 21-12, waiting to be added on here on the PAT.
Yeah, now that game looks like it puts the game out of reach unless Blanco can go down the field and score a quick touchdown, onside kick, and then get the ball back.
Yeah, that would take a lot to happen in just 2 minutes' time, something that we have not seen happen in any game for Blanco this entire year on both sides of the ball. They just don't play at that pace. Could lead to more errors made as 2:39 to go in the game, and now it's going to be a two-point attempt that gets swallowed up and stopped on a great tackle there by Toby Treesh. He holds C.J. Gins from making the two-pointer, and so the score will remain 21-12. For Florence, looking for one last stop, and Blanco looking for one last feel-good moment.
Yeah, let's see what this now known quarterback in Baylor Smith can do here with 2:39 to go for the Blanco offense.
I'm so glad I don't have to call him Mysterio anymore.
I'm glad you don't call him that either.
Okay, that hurts my feelings a little bit, but hey, 2:39 to go in the game, 21-12 in favor of Florence, and Blanco searching for a miracle with Baylor Smith, the freshman out there, trying to play savior. So now both teams are getting ready to get back out there, as I do like to note that a team that plays in pink together stays together, and for Florence, that ankle tape around their both of their shoes, both their cleats, representing the battle against breast cancer with a beautiful pink array, definitely helps make this team seem unified. And well, CJ Giddens' feet have been given as a God blessing for this kid, as he has been running roughshod all over Blanco all night and is no doubt going to be the MVP of this game for a great home win in favor of the Buffaloes. But hey, now the kicking team's out there getting ready to put this one up. Mr. Johnny Jamie's out there, the junior kicker, looking to measure this one up as everyone gets spread out. Two men back to return in Cade Phelps and Tristan Fortner for Blanco. And now the running start is going to be a boot up in the air down the middle. And Flores, he got trucked last time he returned this. He makes one man miss. Jumps a guy. Now goes down the right side of the field. Look at that. He is taken down. But hey, to the 49, a great return by Sebastian Flores. More than makes up for the pancake he got served last time.
And I was about to say that if he was about to break it there for a touchdown, that was going to be the big play that they needed to get back in the ball game. But was only able to get to about midfield. Still an impressive return there.
Oh, yeah. Because, again, this is the first game I've seen Sebastian get any contact with the ball. So as three returns thus far in this game for Flores, and this one a beauty, now putting Blanco on their 49, first and 10. It's Smith thrown to the left side, and it's completion to Van Dyke that is hammered down by Vaughn. Puts him at the 47-yard line, though, in Florence territory for a 4-yard gain. Makes it second down and 6.
That was a good, nice short pass for Baylor Smith to get comfortable.
First completion.
First completion of his career.
Yeah, congrats there, Baylor. I like the name. I don't like the school. But, hey, 2:05 and counting to go, and Baylor stepping up, throwing down the right sideline, looking to connect. And it is a reach-over-the-shoulder pad kind of catch that does not come easy for Tristan Fortner and will not come handily incomplete.
That wasn't too bad of a throw there.
No.
It was just really well defended by the Florence Buffalo secondary.
Yeah, if anything, give Fortner a little more time. But, hey, that loft one isn't going to go, and now it is third down and six here from the 46-yard line. Let's see what Baylor Smith has in store playing under center with two backs behind him. He's going to step up in the pocket, look for a quick throw, and it's a reaching grab over the middle of the hash marks by Aaron Daniels. Way to use that height, big fella. First down.
That'll be a first down for this Blanco offense, but with a minute 52 to go, they're going to move it fast and try to get the height the ball with more than
you know.
Time.
Since they didn't get the two-pointer, Blanco scores and gets two. We have a tie game. Oh, no, wait. No, we don't. They beat back one. My bad. I was getting ahead of myself. And now Baylor's going to the right sideline again, overshooting, and that one is too far ahead of Chris Ostigan and is tipped away by Jacob Cox. So good defense there in front of the pass as it was a little overshot by the freshman and makes it now. As we see, it'll be second down coming up here and 10. Going here from the 33-yard line for the Panthers. It does at least serve the purpose of stopping the clock at a minute 34 to go. Of course, it is 21-12 in favor of Florence. Under center, a squat set, and Baylor looking over. Plenty of protection, fires one into the slant, and that is Van Dyke coming up with the play, and he might have gotten hit.
And Van Dyke is now down,
man,
for the Blanco Panther offense.
This game has been tough for Blanco Panthers fans as these players are dropping like flies. And Van Dyke trying to sit himself up, having a hard time. Maybe got hit inside the rib. I don't want to speculate, but maybe he's just got the wind knocked out of him. As now the crowd falls silent and we have a stoppage on the field. Oh, wait. Van Dyke getting himself up. Having to get a bit of an assist from one of the coaches from Blanco. But, hey, he gets up, and while he's showing a little bit of a limp, it's not that noticeable, and he's walking off the field in his own power. Again, might have just had the wind knocked out of him on a sweeping leg hit, but does get the job done of making the completion for the first down and putting Blanco at the 21-yard line. As now, a minute 27 to go in the game, 21-12 in favor of Florence. Baylor stepping back over the pocket, firing right side. He's looking, and he is missing his target. Ostigan, it was an attempted over-the-shoulder grab by Chris. He was ahead of the defender, but unfortunately Smith just a little too much on it. It would have been a great play, and it was a close call. But still, it's going to be second down and 10 remaining here from the 21-yard line. As what's the clock say, Adam?
A minute and 16 to go in this game.
All right. And now it's going to be an under-center stance again for Smith. Fortner on the far side. Van Dyke back in the game playing near side receiver. And a blitz up the middle forces Smith to go running. And he's got room to run. Going for the first down. Inside the five. He gets out of bounds. What a great play by the freshman.
And what a run by Baylor Smith to get the first down and keep this Blanco Panther offense going now here at about the 5 or 4 yard line.
At this point, I don't think they can win the game, but they can at least get something to feel good about. As now on the 5 yard line, Baylor Smith with a scramble as the blitz came right off the snap for the kid. What a great reaction not to panic and see that there was an open opportunity. As now, Mr. Smith lining up. Under center, two backs behind him. He's going to step up as he's rushed for the blitz, throwing right side. And we see an incomplete throw takes the receiver out of the end zone. And that'll be second down and goal coming up here for Blanco.
I would like to see maybe a rollout here by Baylor Smith and give him the option to maybe run it in for a touchdown.
Still a minute two to go in this game. Florence leading 21-12 out here at home. Blanco just looking for a feel-good moment as you see Kelby Cox. I do see him standing up on the sideline with a bit of an assist from what looks to be one of the trainers. He's at least not limping as bad as he was getting off the field, but he still looks like he's needing assistance to move as now Baylor Smith running to the right side, throws in the split, and look at this. Pass is going to be broken up. Incomplete, though it looked like Florence almost had a pick there on the freshman. Third and goal coming up here from the five, and you got to wonder, Blanco run it or no?
I'm not sure what they'll do here, but I'm more wondering is if they don't get it here, it's fourth down, do they try to go for the touchdown or kick the field goal?
At this point, go for the touchdown. I mean, what do they have to lose?
I mean, if you keep the field goal and do an onside kick,
true,
you're still in a one-possession game.
Yeah, but there wouldn't be a lot of time left. But, hey, let's see what they do here on third down. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Under center, Smith with two receivers on the left side, looking for a block and throw up the field. He overshoots his man as no one was open, so it'll be fourth and goal from the five still. As you can see, the inexperience of Baylor Smith showing in the way they have conducted themselves inside the five-yard line. You get the keys there. You get them there. But how can you get them home? It's so close.
This is his first time in the red zone in his high school career.
Yeah. He'll learn with time, and most definitely getting exposure now helps him if he's going to be the guy next year with Kelby being a senior and all. And maybe for the coming games ahead, let's see how long it takes Kelby to recover. As now under center, they're going to go for the TD. Rolling left. Baylor stepping up. Chased off the blitz. Left side. He jukes a man. Tries to cut back in and is tackled. Can't get a throw off, and that is going to be a turnover on downs to likely seal the deal at what the score is now, 21-12.
And you got to give, even before Kelby Cox went down in this game, you got to give Florence credit. Their team, who, like we said, the last 3 weeks have averaged giving up 52 points, only limiting this Blanco Panther offense to 12 points tonight here in Florence.
Yeah, but keep in mind, through this fourth quarter, it definitely was a stinger, as look at that. I'm seeing the Houston Astros have just given up a home run.
Yeah, Aaron Judge.
Just
hit a solo home run against Brad Peacock to make it 3-1 now in Houston.
In what inning?
Eighth inning.
All right. So a little bit of room to work there, but these Baby Bombers have been on the comeback before. They've seen one held against them, courtesy of the Cleveland Indians back in game two. But then they won three straight to beat the defending American League champs. And now looking to put Houston on the back burner, trying to cut into this game six lead of 3-1. But hey, now going here with 42 seconds, as there's going to be a kneel there. Yep, they're just going to let Giddens kneel it out as clocks reads at 39 seconds, but a timeout is called to stop it there. As now we're going to take a quick break as well with 39 seconds left. Florence is just looking to seal the deal on a 21-12 score out here at Stampede Stadium.
Support comes from KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Clay Pack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And I welcome you all back out here to Florence at Stampede Stadium, where the Panthers currently trailing to the Buffaloes 21-12 with only 39 seconds left after calling the timeout. Back at the 3-yard line, Neal looking to be made by the Buffaloes and C.J. Giddens to just put a stamp on this one. As now the entire line is crowded up, and it's going to be an attempted rush through the middle by Giddens, actually. And now another timeout is going to be expulsed.
I think they're afraid if he kneels it that it might get pushed too far back to a safety.
Maybe. But, hey, timeout to stop the clock anyway at what I see here is 35 seconds with a 21-12 score, so we got another stoppage on the field. But, hey, folks, if you want a copy of tonight's game, all you have to do, as I finally find that nice little copy, is if you do want to receive a copy of tonight's game, just give our office a call at 512-965-9969. And I just want to remind you to tune in next Friday, October 27th, at 7:10 p.m. as the Panthers will be back home in Blanco hosting the Johnson City Eagles. And you can hear all the action, of course, right here on Blanco Radio, which also broadcasts off Blowout Johnson City, KTSN, which broadcasts off 88.9 FM, and K295CK Luckenbach Fredericksburg off of 106.9 FM, while we stream online at BlancoRadio.com and on the Sun Radio app, which is part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. But now, both teams out of the timeout. Florence back on the field on the 3-yard line, looking to just put this one away. 35 seconds to go. And there is a flag. Look like no movement on the Blanco side, so it could be a false start. On top of the three for Florence, man. That's kind of inconvenient. That's kind of like a tight cramp, like claustrophobia for me.
Yeah, that would put it back to about the 1-yard line.
So let's see what the flag is on, if it is against Florence. Officials still trying to figure that out, apparently. I mean, the flag was thrown by the official that stands behind the defense. So we're still trying to see what it's going, and it is going to be. Man, that one's going to go against Blanco, so it's going to give Florence a little bit of breathing room and put me at ease a little bit.
And it'll probably, if I was Florence here on third down, just kneel it and get out of here with the win.
Yeah, seal the game. And please, I'm sure these Blanco fans just want to see the end of it so we can get on home. And that way the official, that way the training staff can all get back Kelby Cox back to Blanco and get him treated for whatever happened. As again, at least showing progress over on that sideline is now up over the 16-yard line. Entire line stacked for Florence, and it is going to be a kneel there by Giddens. And that is going to seal it. CJ comes trumping off the field in total celebration as the clock is going to run out from 23 seconds and counting. Score will read as a final 21-12 in favor of Florence, and now we're just waiting for the final sound to go off here. All right, count down with me. 10, 9.
A really an impressive win here by
the Buffaloes, definitely.
By Florence playing defense, playing their best defensive performance of the season.
Oh, yeah. Now time has officially ticked away. That is the game, ladies and gentlemen. And the horn, the train horn sounds. There's no train out in the Wait, actually, there is. That's a real train. They don't have a horn. They have a train. But, hey. Way to go there for Florence. They take home the victory over Blanco and drop the Panthers to 2-5 on the season and now winless on the road through four games. Looking to get a little bit of mojo going back home to Blanco when we will see the Panthers host Johnson City next Friday. But as for now, final score reading from Stampede Stadium is 21-12 in favor of the Buffaloes. They hold down their fort at this Horns for Hope game in the battle against breast cancer. And Adam, I know I've said it plenty of times, and I still stand by it. C.J. Giddens, best performance of the game by far, and a bit of a painful notice for the Panthers in that Kelby Cox goes down. And, well, we're going to see what his future holds for the rest of this season.
And we hope to see Kelby Cox out there next week and out there and healthy. But if not, we need to know soon that he can't go. That way Baylor Smith can get a full week with the starters in practice. And hopefully be ready next week at home against Johnson City.
As you see, all the both teams out there, of course, paying each other a lot of respect, a very well-fought battle to the very end. But it just came down to, well, Florence in the second half was outstanding. Blanco couldn't get a score on the board. And now all the players kneeling out in the middle of the field for the team prayer and a team talk from both coaches. But hey, we're going to take a you want to take a quick break? Yeah, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap things up here out in Florence with a score reading 21-12 in favor of the Buffaloes over Blanco. Don't go anywhere. This is Riley Chestnut and Adam Byerly bringing you the postgame show coming up next.
Support comes from Lone Star Capital Bank in Blanco, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Now time for the postgame show on blancoradio.com. Here's Riley Chestnut and Adam Byerly.
Welcome back here as the postgame show is getting underway, and we're going to keep things short here because, well, there's not much you can say. I picked CJ to be my impact player of the game, and he was impactful from the very get-go, especially in the second half. Not really having to use his arm like he was in the first half to make plays passing up the field. He goes to the ground, and basically every play, it seemed like a good stretch in a row. They were just saying, take the snap, Giddens, and run with it.
Yeah, Giddens was able to really affect this game, running to the outsides, running to the insides, and really able to penetrate against this Panther defense.
And a credit to the Buffaloes scoring 14 unanswered points in the second half, and that is going to be the huge difference in this game here today. Of course, it's not all hope is lost, as again, Blanco's had a pretty rough road schedule these last couple. Florence getting a hard-fought win now, improving to 3-4 on the year and 1-1 in district play, whereas Blanco falls to 0-2. And 2-5 on the season, looking to go back home for a two-game homestand before they close out the year at Rogers, and could have a chance to get that road win out there and put themselves in prime position, as now the mission won't be 4-0, it's going to be 3-0.
Yeah, next week they have Johnson City, and so they're not even looking to Rodgers or or Comfort. Yeah, they're just looking at their next opponent, which is Johnson City, and that will be next Friday out in Blanco.
Now, I love puns, and you know that. And, of course, using the Johnson City game to get comfortable for Comfort when they come into town makes me a little bit giddy, but not like Giddens. That guy was giddy from the get-go when he earned the celebration he got going off the field. Hats off to the Florence Buffaloes. They came out and performed mighty well after having to deal with Johnson City whomping them 48-24 last week. Do you feel a bit of concern for what Blanco is trying to figure out here and now what Kelby Cox's injury could mean as a setback if he is going to be out?
I feel concerned with this team if Kelby Cox isn't able to go next week just because of Kelby's ability on offense, defense, and special teams.
And the way he's been improving so much.
And just how he's a leader of his team.
Oh, yeah. Definitely the heart and soul if there ever was one. As we now want to get a quick look at what's going on around the rest of District 13, as there's still one game in progress with about 7 minutes left. Johnson City, having come back and now having scored twice in the second half while holding Rogers scoreless, Johnson City leads Rogers at home 28-20 with 7 minutes left, whereas there is a final score. Oh, man, this is a big final score for Lexington. 73-10 over Comfort. I thought that 70-21 score from 2016 for Blanco was bad, but this is just embarrassing.
Yeah, Lexington, we saw it last week. We saw in spurts how talented they are. The most talented team in the district.
Oh, by far the second best team in the state in 3A, and well-deserving of it, but man, at least a positive note, I do want to say credit to Baylor Smith for, again, credit to the fans for getting us a name so we wouldn't have to call him Mysterio, or at least I wouldn't have to. Because, you know, that's pretty embarrassing for me. But, hey, looking out there, you see a team that got a little battered, got a little bruised around. A couple of players suffered injury scares, but none bigger than Kelby Cox as it actually takes him out of the game. And who knows? That's the beauty of football, though, Adam. A week in between games could give him plenty of time to recover, but how much time could it give him to practice?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing we need to know is the diagnosis of the injury.
It looked like a lower, like an ankle injury, because he was limping off the field, and later on the sideline, I could at least see him putting pressure on it, but it looked like he was still needing assistance to hold himself steady.
So we know that the Blanco coaching staff will make the right decision on who's to start next week, whether it be Kelby Cox
or Baylor Smith. Or even some of the other options they have on this roster. I know Walton Daves' second position on offense is technically listed as a quarterback. And now, before we go, let's share a bit of a happy note, especially for you. Houston, currently, are they still leading 3-1 out there?
Actually, I was just about to comment, Riley. After Aaron Judge, the Yankees MVP, hit a solo home run.
And the probable rookie of the year.
The Astros MVP and Jose Altuve just hit a solo home run.
Oh!
So now it's 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth.
The rookie of the year hit a home run, and then the AL MVP hit a home run. Because, yeah, Jose Altuve's got my vote, and he deserves it. Especially if Houston now wins this game and they win Game 7. You can put, like our sports director Parker, back at ease because he was feeling pretty down after the three straight losses to the Yankees out in New York.
I was feeling down after that. I was feeling down more after the Game 4 meltdown, but it felt very Houston-like.
Oh, man. But that's the goal here. You got to keep the faith, man. You just got to keep the faith. And same for you Blanco Panthers fans. I know after this game it looks like things could be a bit dark for the Panthers coming up here, but all you got to do is you just got to keep the faith. And, hey, before we go, like I said, we love having new sponsors, new supporters out there every week. We got a new one from our boss, Ryan Schuback at Sun Radio this week to add on to the list. And so if you're a local business owner and would like to help sponsor these broadcasts, please give our office a call to find out more information at 512-965-9969. It's a great way to get your message out to the Blanco community, and it's a great way for us to get money and more support. But hey, that's going to wrap things up here. Out in Florence as the Buffaloes hold steady with the final score over Blanco reading 21-12 in favor of the Panthers, who will return home next week for a two-game homestand starting with Johnson City. So, for Adam Byerly, I'm Riley Chestnut, and you have been listening to Blanco Panthers football off 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg. And, of course, live streaming on BlancoRadio.com and on the Sun Radio app, all part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Have a blessed week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Panther Football on 88.9 FM in Johnson City, 106.9 FM in Fredericksburg, streaming online at BlancoRadio.com and on the Sun Radio app. This has been a presentation of the Sun Radio Sports Network.